21 Savage. First off, man, congratulations to the New England Super Bowl Patriots. They got their sixth ring today. They sixth ring in like 7 years and shit. So, congratulations to them. The Rams, man, I don't know, man. My whole thing is this. What the hell was they saving Gurley for? Like, after this game, nigga, y'all ain't gonna have another game till the end of the year. Like, literally, fucking, nigga, football don't come back till like the ninth, was it ninth month of the year? Like, y'all was gonna have 7 months off. Like, what the hell? Like, what was you saving him for? Like, if he was able to stand up and walk around, that nigga should have been on the field, man. A lot of them passes that they threw to the big running back, if they could have threw them to Gurley, that part, those plays, Kyrie, could have been 20-yard plays, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, the big running back, he pretty good. You know, no disrespect to him, he good. But, man, that defense, that Patriot defense, man. Man, they was everywhere, man. It was nothing they could do, man. They was everywhere. They was up the middle. That golf dude, I actually felt like the Rams was gonna slip up and win. The only reason I was nodding towards the Patriots because they lost last year, and I was like, them niggas ain't losing too. You know what I'm saying? They like the Lakers or the Spurs. Like, they lose that last year, and they make it back, nigga. They ain't losing again. They gonna win that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel. Ari was like, yeah, they probably gonna sneak it out. But I thought some fluke shit was gonna happen. I thought it was gonna be high volume and shit. But man, wow. I don't think I've ever seen a Super Bowl where both sides didn't score a touchdown. One side didn't score a touchdown. Like, I've never seen a Super Bowl happen like that. Like all Super Bowls, both people be scoring. Like, I never, even if it's just 1 and 2 or some shit like that, you know, it'd be like, damn, these niggas really didn't have, when that motherfucker was 3-0 with 3-4 minutes left, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, and the only thing it could have been was 6-3, you know what I'm saying? So, that was crazy. The commercials, if you ask me, the commercials were whack. I mean, we might have missed some. We definitely during halftime, we missed all the halftime shit because we was, you know, out smoking and shit. So we didn't watch that part or whatever. But all the commercials that we seen were garbage. It was like 1 or 2. It was mainly like promo, like, man, like, they sold that shit up with slots. Like, they was like, we gonna make some money with the slots. Like, oh, you know, because each one of them, you know, they probably paid, you know, close to thousands to get on that, you know, to get maybe even more than that. Like, I don't even know what that, that's a hell of a pro. You can get your motherfucking mixtape posted and played during the Super Bowl, you will really be motherfucking winning. But, yeah, man, and the crazy part about it, the way the AFC is, unless these new draft picks come in, maybe the Chiefs get a playmaker to change their defense around on, you know, man, it's a very high chance that the Patriots could be back in the Super Bowl next year. Like, it's a very, very high chance already that they could be in the Super Bowl. Like, because it's not a lot of good teams. They may not win it, but they're at least represented for the AFC. Because if my Steelers break up, then, you know, I feel like we the only ones that can touch them. You know, the Chiefs was kind of, I mean, the Chiefs and the Chargers was like kind of like at full strength, so they'll probably be at the same level. And look, they crushed them, and you know the Patriots will be better. They barely had anybody this year, so you know they're going to come back better. That's what they do. They win Super Bowls and get better. So it's a very good chance that this time next year we could be sitting here talking about, damn, this motherfucker got 7. You know what I'm saying? I think if he win it next year, then he'll probably call it a quiz, because that'll be what, going into 43, it'll be like, dude, somebody gonna kill you out here one day. You know what I'm saying? You gonna, yeah. So I don't know, man. But like I said, his career has been able to be prolonged because he never really was hit. He was really, really protected for so long. So the body injuries that he was taking was just wear and tear, you know, throwing that arm, throwing it, then practice throwing it, you know, maybe a few blows, but, you know, he really didn't, he never really got hit, you know, and they always protect him. Then after he had the ACL injury, oh yeah, they was like, uh-uh, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? That was it for him. The NFL changed after Tom Brady got that ACL injury. Once he tore his ACL, that shit was, you know what I'm saying? That shit was a wrap. Like, it was no more of that. You know, you couldn't even hit him low and all that kind of shit. All that shit came from Tom Brady, you know? Now, and I want to get into the hate for the Patriots, because people don't understand it. That's really what the hate be. It don't really be they a white team or, like, how people be saying. It's mainly because there's so many rules that was set in during shit for Tom Brady. The tuck rule. I just told you about the hitting them low by the knee. Like, those was two game-changing, you know, those jumps changed the league forever. Now you have the, you know, a certain rule where they got to review if you hit the quarterback and the ball come out. You know, before, that shit was a fumble. You know what I'm saying? Until that damn day against the Raiders, all of a sudden, they decide, oh, you're not supposed to touch him right there. This is a tuck rule. We got to, you know, they want to pull out the tuck rule right then and there. And it was just so ironic that it was right here in a championship game to go to the Super Bowl for the Patriots. And then boom, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of like what started it, you know? So, and if, you know, some people just don't, you have people that just hate to see people keep winning. Some people, like, on the other hand, you have people, some people that love to see records being broke, and then you have people that don't. They just like, man, I'm sick of this shit. I'm tired of this motherfucker win every goddamn year. I don't know why. I don't hate it. Man, if they winning and they winning, you know, it was cool. Now, back in the day when L.A. was on their little rant, when they won, like, three straight, I just think that I hated it, but I didn't hate it for, like, I'm tired of these niggas. Like, I didn't hate it because of that. I just didn't want them to win, you know what I'm saying? So, and I think with the Patriots, it's a little bit of that, people just tired of seeing them winning, you know what I'm saying? I don't think you should do that because the best person should win in a sports event, you know what I'm saying? The best person should win regardless of how many times we play this motherfucker 1 to 100. If I'm better, I should get all 100 games, you know what I'm saying? That's how it is, you know? So, but, 21 Savage, man, or should I say Sir Savage the 21st. We back. So, 21 Savage, basically the reports is, some of them is a little confusing. You gotta study the little urban blog sites to find out what really happened. The ISIS people, or ICE, they wasn't even looking for him. Like, basically, they, you know, he involved in shit with other niggas. You know, that's the thing. Like, sometimes niggas just be going down for casualties. So basically, they blitzed, you know, kicked the door in or whatever, wherever he was at, with the artist Young Nudie, the same artist that was dissing Gucci Mane, saying that Gucci Mane wasn't from, well, he didn't do nothing for Zone 6 or something like that. Same artist, Young Nudie, and they were coming for Young Nudie and some other dude. 21 Savage just happened to be there. So, and then once they you know, did what they, you know, once they did what they did and ran his name and everything, that's when, you know, they probably, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? The feds, you know, like I said, once them feds kick in, shit is said, you know, the paperwork is already, you know, in process. This ain't, you know, that shit ain't random. When they come to, when they send the feds to your house, like, you know, they was working on this sometime last week, you know what I'm saying? Maybe even last month, you know what I'm saying? So they've been ready. That was just the day that they chose, a damn Sunday on the Super Bowl. Like, you know, that's unbelievable. But I think he beat it. He rich. They weren't, like, looking for him, you know, on that note. You know, they weren't looking for him on that note. He just ended up being a casualty. He basically ended up getting, you know, basically end up getting caught in the wrong, you know, got caught in the wrong situation, basically. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's how it happens with that, with those situations. You know, when the police come, they ain't really, it don't matter. If you in that house, you a part of the situation. They not, you know, they not about to say, oh nah, we looking for Rick and Steve. Where's Rick and Steve? Like, nigga, that when they kick that door in, everybody in there going in. You know what I'm saying? So that's why little young people stay out them trap houses or hot house. If you feel like the feds might kick it in, you stay out of there, because they kick it, you got to come on too. Even if you just there as, you know, females, if you just there as a girlfriend, when they kick that thing in, you going in too. Because they, you know, you could be as a, you could be an assistant or something. So they need to see what you know. So you going in, you know what I'm saying? So that's what that was. Now, the reports making this shit seem super serious. Like he gone. Like, you know, they said he did something 5 days ago on CNN or a late show or something. He rapped something about talking about something at the border. You know, he said some things, like some serious, real, you know, real woke shit at the border. And he said that was 5 days ago, and then, wham, you know, then this happens. But I still think that's a reach. Like, they weren't looking for him. They kicked in a door of, they were looking for Young Nudie and a person there. So it's not like they was like, oh yeah, by the way, 21 Savage is gonna be in there too. Get him, we gonna report his. That's not what, you know what I'm saying, what that is. And then speaking of that, that would be kind of like dumb for him to even, if your papers ain't legit, why the hell would you even be speaking on anything around that whole situation? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's why I said people don't be thinking. When they get money, man, they don't be thinking, man, because, like I said, don't he be having shows out of the country? Like, how is, I don't know, maybe we gotta look into that. Has he ever been overseas? Because, like, man, that would mean a lot, because how would he be able to transfer overseas if his passport is, if he's not supposed to be here, then how would he be able to hop in on and off planes? I'm pretty sure he'd been to Jamaica or something, or, you know what I'm saying, or something. Like, I know he ain't just been in Atlanta the whole damn time, you know what I'm saying, but that would make sense. But to the young niggas that's talking shit about him and making him, like, I seen some 21 Savage got exposed. I seen somebody say that, and I clicked the dude picture, and I was like, bruh, who exposed to what? Who the fuck, who is you? You look like you can't even run. Like, you wasn't even a fat person. Like, you was just one of them super, super unathletic dudes. Like, stay in your lane. Just cause somebody from another country, and then by him a British, nigga, that don't mean shit. That means head butt. To me, when I seen the shit, the first thing I thought was, makes sense. All that head busting shit he be talking about and shooting motherfuckers and you know what I'm saying, and getting shot and if you remember his story, he got shot or stabbed or something, and he had to get up and keep fighting or some shit like that. Like when I heard that shit, the first thing that came to my shit was like, oh shit, makes sense. That's, you know what I'm saying, that's why the nigga thorough. Like, that ain't no, the UK ain't no sweet. That's cause them motherfuckers talk with a different, you know, with the British shit, that don't mean shit. Shit like crimes and violence and all that kind of shit be worse over there in them countries like that. You know what I'm saying? They saying this shit ain't even, he from like the Dominican, not Dominican Republic, like Dominican something, Dominican Clune or something like that. It's like an island up under this shit. Like, it's not a, you know, he not necessarily from the UK, but it's like an island in the UK type shit. Or they basically in the UK territory. So shit, he probably was going through, he probably had to leave that shit to come over here to be safe. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told, that's probably what the shit that he probably been dead if he'd have been back in that jail or been out that motherfucker having to fight with damn spike bats and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know that UK living, that shit ain't sweet. That shit ain't sweet at all. You know what I'm saying? That shit is not sweet. So that don't make that man no sucker. Even if he came over here at 14 or 13 or whatever, I don't think he was lying about. I don't think he would. But then again, for like, I mean, at 14 years old, you still are like youngest. That is young as shit. So, you know what I'm saying? I guess because these younger gangsters, like I was, we was talking at the Super Bowl party about how you got niggas 17 to 18 years old talking about their young niggas. And we like, damn, well, how old are your young niggas? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, maybe it's because, you know, these newer gangsters, I guess they've been thugging since they were 12. So I guess they look at him coming out to Atlanta, you know, thinking that it'd probably take a little while to get adjusted to be out here. You ain't gonna just be straight in the streets, off bucks when you move somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, so he probably jumped off was, you know, 15, 16, something like that. Now, I don't know about all the school shit he was saying, like where he, you know, he played football and then, I don't know, man. Like I said, I really don't know. It could be some question. Maybe re-interview that shit, because I don't know how. He definitely got, like, I guess, what, 2 Breakfast Club interviews and all type of shit, but you really don't know. Like, this didn't come out. Like, you didn't, you know, he's not known for, like, oh, yeah, you know, he originally from the UK. Like, nobody knew that shit, so obviously he was hiding at some, you know, if I can say that. But like I said, that still doesn't make the man a sucker, because he from another country, or, you know, I can see if he was from, like, Spain or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Then it's like, man, what are you, man? Like, you know, but, you know, the UK, you know, like I said, you don't know what type of stuff goes on over there. I'm pretty sure it's hardcore, man. Like I said, all that foreign country shit is way realer than here, man, where we have a lot of laws in place to protect us from what they not protected on that side. So I don't feel like he sold us out or he lied to us. Maybe he was lying for these reasons right here. You know what I'm saying? This shit expired or whatever. So, also we have Bow Wow back in the news, and this is why I was stay long on it on the Bow Wow situation. I just look at it like this, man. One thing about that nigga I can say, he be having some sexy ass females. You know what I'm saying? So when you dealing with badass females like that, females in general, when you dealing with females like that, man, them pretty ass females, them all that attitude, that shit like that, that shit gonna happen, man. That shit is gonna fucking happen. You know what I'm saying? They in love with you and you in love with them, like. That bullshit don't happen. I ain't do the research. I don't really know exactly what happened, or, you know, I guess I don't know if some people were saying that he a suck, I guess, because he didn't hit her or something like that. Man, shout out to Bow Wow if he didn't hit her, you know, because his face looked messed up. Like, he had, like, she tried to, that's in that. If you look at them marks, nigga, if you ever been with a female and got into it with her, like, on that level, like, you, like, the scratches is perfect. Like, that's exactly where they go. They try to, like, tear your eyes and shit out, or, you know what I'm saying, try to tear your eyes out, or, and, you know what I'm saying, and right at your forehead. Like, that's like, yeah, he ain't sticking move. Like, he didn't get up out of there. So, you know what I'm saying, when them claws and them brand new nails she probably got done 2 days ago, when them nails probably was freshly buffered at the damn, from the little Chinese restaurant spot. So them motherfuckers cut right into his shit, you know what I'm saying? But, man, hopefully everything all right with him, man. Like, that, like I said, that's the, But that's how it is, man, when you dealing with them black females like that, man. Like, and you got money and shit like that, man. You rich, so they gonna act spoiled regardless. Any broad, they got a nigga that got a bunch of money, like, she spoiled regardless. Like, the bras that got broke men, they can't be spoiled. That's why y'all probably looking at unspoiled bitch. Yeah, because the boyfriend can afford it. You got a broke ass boyfriend that can't, you know, barely driving, selling Reggie and shit. You know what I'm saying? He using his folks car and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Or he walking and, you know, selling Trey Fives and shit like that. Yeah, you ain't gonna be spoiled because you ain't no way you gonna be spoiled because you ain't getting shit regardless. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't nothing to get. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I ain't gonna say it's just, I don't want to call him spoiled. I'm like, hey, she dealing with a rich nigga. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it is. Every single female, you give them a rich nigga in they face, and that's how they gonna act. Once they get, especially when they get pissed off and all that kind of shit, and you get to pin it on, you know, what you saying to them and shit like that. You know, like I said, you gotta learn to defuse the situation, because that shit can go left real. You know, anybody that deal with females, you know, they can get right up under your skin, like, you know, without warning. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. Y'all got to tighten up, man. But leave Bow Wow alone, man. He did a good thing. He didn't hit the woman, I guess. So, but it looked like they both got locked up. And that's the shit right there with me. And once shit get to the, we going to jail and shit and all that shit, and the feds getting called and all that, that's when it's over for me. Like, I can't even deal with it. Because I can't be messing up no money going to jail or having to pay for jail or pay for a lawyer or something, you know, all this wild dumbass shit. Cause the shit it always end up getting thrown out because one of, you know, 2-3 days later, everything patched up, they back fucking again, everything cool. You know what I'm saying? So all that shit, you gotta go to court just to tell them, oh yeah, I dropped the charges, he didn't hit me, it was a fight and woo woo. And then 2-3 months later, he done knocked one of your damn teeth out. You know what I'm saying? The same shit, man. Then the shit, the next you know, you just don't even fucking hear from him. So, I don't know, man.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.